Hello everyone, and welcome to A Taller Mountain, a podcast about women in English literature. And this is episode one. I'm Natalia Hernandez, a teacher of English at the Official School of Languages in Elche. An avid reader, a book lover, a fan of women creators, women writers. This podcast has been born of the collaboration of the Official School's Media Center, Mediateca, and the UMH, Universidad Miguel Hernández. There are many possibilities of beginnings, and when thinking about creating this podcast, I pondered the options. Should I use a chronological order of women writing in English, or perhaps should I use genre as the axis of the programming? Maybe geography? The homelands of these writers? There were too many paths to choose from, but I finally decided that my plan would be to cover my favorite writers and the work of women who changed literature, who changed the world, who are changing the world. It was 1816, a stormy summer night in the Swiss Alps. Mary and Percy Shelley, her husband, were staying with the poet Lord Byron and other eccentric people. The group amused themselves by telling stories, and that night they decided to create a writing challenge. They would each write a ghost story. Mary began writing, and by morning she had outlined her story, centering on a quintessential mad scientist, Dr. Victor Frankenstein, who, with the best of intentions of restoring health and prolonging life, undertook to create an 8-foot-tall human being, that's 2.4 meters tall, and made of body parts collected from exhumed graves. That is when the popular icon was born, Dr. Frankenstein's monster. As you may have guessed, in this first episode we're going to talk about the author who is considered to be the first writer of science fiction. Yes, a woman, Mary Shelley, who with only 19 years old wrote Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus, a novel which has become a recognizable icon around the world, a novel which many of you have read, or you might have seen one of the numerous film versions that exist. Mary Shelley, the mother of a really famous monster we are all acquainted with. Do not hesitate to come to the Official School's Media Center, library, and borrow the book from our shelves. And with us today we have Pilar, a student of English at the School of Languages of Elche and an ex-student of the course Learning English Through Literature, which I taught last year at this school. Hello, Pilar. How are you?
Hello, Natalia.
Thanks for joining us, Pilar. We'll be with you in a few minutes. But first and foremost, let's talk about the life of Mary Shelley. Mary Shelley was born on the 30th of August 1797 in London. Her mother was the famous writer and feminist Mary Wollstonecraft, a woman who was a passionate advocate of educational and social equality for women, and writer of the book A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, written in 1792 and known today as a classic of feminism. Unfortunately, her mother died only 11 days after Mary was born. Mary was mainly educated at home. She was a highly intelligent woman and she studied history, literature, Latin, French, Italian and Greek. In 1814, she began a relationship with Percy Shelley, a romantic poet, and they had a daughter in February 1815, but the child died after a few days. However, only 1 year later, Mary gave birth to a son named William. On the 2nd of September 1817, Mary gave birth to another daughter, Clara Shelley, who unfortunately died when she was only 1 year old, and Mary's son William died when he was only three. Her life was struck by tragedy, with so many of her children dying, and this is considered to have influenced her work deeply, including Frankenstein. On the 12th of November 1819, Mary gave birth to another son, Percy Florence Shelley. He was the couple's only surviving child. But tragedy struck again in July 1822 when her husband Percy Shelley drowned in the sea. After this event, Mary Shelley returned to England and continued writing. She wrote the novel The Last Man, set in the 21st century when a plague destroys the population. What do you think? She never would have thought she could foresee the COVID-19. She also wrote other novels like The Fortunes of Perkin Warbeck, Lodore, Faulkner, Rambles. And she died on the 1st of February 1851 of brain cancer when she was only 53. Time for our interview now. Hello, Pilar, how are you? I'm so happy to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be here with you.
I would like to start by asking you about one of the main topics present in Frankenstein. In this novel, the author, Mary Shelley, argues that we are responsible for our creations, aren't we? She poses the question, should scientific advancement be feared? How dangerous is ambition?
To start with, we have to take into account the time when Mary Shelley writes her novel. It was the epicenter of the first industrial revolution in England. In those years, a lot of breakthroughs took place, such as electricity, electromagnetism, the steam engine, etc. Most of them we benefit from today. But Mary Shelley, who has lost her mother and her children, was especially sensitive to the matter. On the other hand, she was afraid of the consequences of these advancements. The only thing she could think about was what she feared the most those years, science. Dr. Frankenstein has humanitarian purposes at the beginning. He had lost her mother, and this fact makes him develop a huge interest in acquiring knowledge in order to eradicate illness from human beings. At the same time, he has delusions of grandeur. Through this combination of avidness of knowledge and ambition, Mary Shelley makes us reflect about ethics, science, developments, and personal ambitions. Dr. Frankenstein doesn't take into account that his creation has feelings. He has a lack of empathy. He only chooses the nicest part of these dead bodies. Not always do the better things put together make the best result. We have to think about the consequences, the result of this combination, and if it is ethically acceptable. The consequences for Dr. Frankenstein are totally devastating. The monster kills his loved ones. He loses his best friend, his brother, and his wife at the hands of the monster as a result of his ambition. Apart for the personal consequences of his acts, Frankenstein also feels fear and regret. And it takes place when his creation asks him for a companion. In this peak moment, he realizes that humanity could be destroyed. Mary Shelley, here again, makes us think about the consequences of science, development, and encourages us to find a balance between ethics and new inventions and discoveries. Even though the development of science is necessary, we should look for balance. We could extrapolate Mary Shelley's point of view to our searching for longevity nowadays. If we live longer, will we be happier?
Mm-hmm. That's a crucial question, Pilar. What is your feeling about that? Would you like to live longer?
It depends on the health conditions you are in. If I am healthy, don't depend on another person, why not?
I absolutely agree. I totally agree. Now let's move on to a different topic. The monster's looks aren't really what we would call standard. Appearance is a major issue in the book. And what do you think? Can we humans ever go beyond appearances and conceptions of beauty? What do you make of this?
Mary Shelley also makes us think about prejudices. Prejudices when something or someone is different from the standard and the consequences for people who suffer from it. The monster at the beginning has good feelings, but he's ugly, horrendous. And as a result of his condition, he's repudiated from society. People can look beyond appearance, in my opinion. Plenty of people think that someone ugly, short, dark skin, or simply different is bad per se. This general misconception drives us to have hard relational issues at a school, work, or life in general, like bullying, workmates, acceptance, ageism, or gender discrimination. Once again, Mary Shelley's statements are still relevant nowadays.
Yes, very important topics nowadays. What about the topic nature versus nurture, Pilar, biology versus education? Do experiences determine personality? That is, might negative experiences like those the monster suffered, like lack of affection, neglect, do they make us evil, or are we born with it? What do you make of that?
The novel aims to show us the philosophical debate, nature versus nurture. The creation, the monster, when it is taken into life, has good feelings and is willing to know the world and to have new experiences. This condition could be compared to being born, childhood, and becoming a teenager. Mary Shelley shows us how a white soul without any reference of the world can turn able, motivated by the surrounding environment. How the acts of the others can mold our personality. Apart from mental diseases, when a child, teenager, or even an adult has negative experiences in life, like loss of their loved ones, neglectful parents, or disaffection, they can develop a misbehavior or, in a worst case scenario, get into serious trouble with justice.
Yeah. And that's why the monster wants to take revenge from the doctor, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Frankenstein's creation has an utter feeling of revenge. He blames his creator for all his misfortunes and wants him to solve them. This thought-provoking situation leads us to think about overcoming. I mean, that no matter how difficult a situation could be, we have to be able to overcome and to succeed in life in spite of the attitude of others. Another interesting topic that Mary Shelley points out is companionship as an essential part of well-being. The monster claims for a companion as a solution of his misfortunes. Dr. Frankenstein loses his best friend and wife and is left alone without any support. The writer makes us understand that relationships are crucial for the construction of our identity, which develops a long time within social interactions. The monster becomes bitter alone and loses his identity, if any.
Okay, thank you. To finish today, I would like to ask you to do two things, right? The first thing is, choose a quote by Mary Shelley that is meaningful and relevant for you.
I really like the following. Learn from me how dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge and how happier the man is who believes his native town to be the world, than he who aspires to become greater than his nature will allow. This quote caught my attention in two ways, a philosophical and practical way. About the philosophy of knowledge, the more you know, the more aware you are about the dangers of something, This condition could bring along putting boundaries in life in relation with the things you would like to set out. In contrast, if you lack this knowledge or part of it, it could be easier to take the risk and to go for your challenges. Sometimes ignorance makes you free and happy. It doesn't mean that ignorance and bravery are a good combination. It could be devastating. Taking into account that knowledge is hugely necessary in life for everything, personal and career development, it brings me to the doubt. To what extent? Difficult question to answer. About the practical way, the more you know about something, the more you will be required to do about it by the people that are around you.
Yeah, that's true.
For instance, when something is broken down at home or at work and you know how to fix it and you always are asked to repair it, for example.
Yes.
To what extent is the sense of helping others or the sense of being proud of yourself rewarding or fulfilling for you? Could it be only time-consuming situations or which make you feel stressed or enhanced, unhappy? Another philosophical question.
Indeed. I told you, Pilar, I wanted to ask you to do two things. Here's the second one. Why would you recommend reading Mary Shelley's Frankenstein? Give us your reasons.
In a nutshell, my reason is that it is gripping, also thought-provoking, moving, and don't forget that it was written by a 19-year-old woman, a teenager, really. The first science fiction novel. You really can't miss it.
Thank you very much, Pilar, for being with us today. I hope we can have you here again in the near future. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for letting me share this lovely podcast with you.
And it is time now for our section On Screen. You have no excuse for not reading Frankenstein because you can download the book for free on standardebooks.org. But if you are keen on listening to books, do not miss the audiobook Frankenstein on LibriVox.org and listen to this masterpiece chapter by chapter. On this platform, you'll find other works by Mary Shelley's, like The Last Man and Faulkner. And listen, all LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. You, podcast lover, if you are a user of Spotify or iVox, you can find the English audiobook there too, for free. The most well-known artistic interpretations of the story have appeared on film, starting with a silent version of 1910. But the 1931 film with Boris Karloff is the most famous one and was a huge success, one of the industry's first blockbusters. You can buy it or rent it on YouTube. There are countless other adaptations, as well as hundreds of films that contain a Frankenstein reference or are greatly influenced by the ideas of the novel. These include numerous direct parodies, such as Mel Brooks' not-to-be-missed Young Frankenstein, which you can watch on Movistar Plus, or the family film Frankenweenie, which is available on Disney Plus. TV series are really popular now, and there is one show, The Frankenstein Chronicles, from 2015, that I have not had the chance to see, but I'll try to. You can watch it on Netflix or on Ororo TV, an online platform to learn English that I highly recommend. And for those gamers out there, try the beautifully produced game The Wanderer, Frankenstein's Creature, available on PlayStation and Switch. That was all for today. I hope you enjoyed our first episode and tune in next month for episode 2, where we will be talking about the Queen of Crime, Agatha Christie. You will find this podcast posted on the Instagram page of the Official School of Languages, that's eoi.elt, as well as on the school's webpage and on radio.umh.es. You will also find the links to the webpages I mentioned before. A huge thank you to Pilar for joining us and to the entire staff of UMH Radio. Bye.
On everything you love instead of wasting